This Saturday morning, we are at Nilsville High School with the Nilsville FFA. Then this morning's program is brought to you by Egg Country Farm Credit Services. And up first, we have one of our senior members, Ashley Magnuson. And Ashley, you have quite the experience showing cattle. Tell me about something you did here just a couple weeks ago.
I showed at World Dairy Expo for the FFA Showmanship Contest, and I had taken first once again. My freshman year I took first, sophomore year I took second, my junior year I did not go, and now my senior year I took first.
Wow, that's impressive. Congratulations on those firsts, but how did you get such an accomplishment? Who taught you how to show, and walk me through the process of your showmanship career?
My dad and Shelly Cook taught me how to show cattle. I started showing cattle 12 years ago. And every year I look at the rules and do my changes, and I just practice almost every day.
Wow, that's really good. Now tell me about some of the rules that have changed from years ago to even now. Is there anything that's gone crazy?
One of the biggest rules that have changed is in the lineup. Only the first and last animals in line have their feet towards the crowd. Everyone else in the middle can have them however they want it.
All right. So tell me what else. How did you win first? What were some of the other showmen doing?
Not watching the judge. You always have to watch the judge at all times and your animal at the whole time.
Did you smile?
No.
You're supposed to smile in showmanship, aren't you?
Not really.
Not really. All right, we'll work on that again. And it's a harder contest, too. It's not something easy. You have to really watch. And what are some of your tricks that you have out there?
I work with the animal before I walk into the ring, and the judge actually sees that if you're outside the tent working with the animal because you've never seen him before.
Very nice. Good job. And your future, you're a senior in high school. How's your senior year been going so far?
Actually, really good. Not stressful so far.
Are you taking a lot of classes or is it easy stuff?
A lot of classes, a lot of tough classes.
Well, that's good. And your future, where do you want to go to college and for what?
I'm hoping to go to Platteville or Fox Valley for forensic science.
Ooh, what are you want to do with forensic science? You want to be out on the actual scene or are you going to work on the people?
I want to study blood splatter on the homicide scenes.
Good luck.
Thank you.
That's Ashley Magnuson, one of our senior members. And now we have Jenna Byrne, who is also one of our officers, a senior officer at that as well. And Jenna, we have something coming up here in a couple weeks. What's going on?
Our FFA is having their annual pancake feed November 12th from 8 to 1 in the afternoon. And there's potato pancakes, buttermilk pancakes, and all the fixings like sausage and cheese curds and milk. So come see us.
And where is this going to be held at? You said we're going to have it. Is it outside, inside, at a farm?
It's going to be at our school in the cafeteria in the high school, so you have to check it out.
All right, and that's on Sunday, November 12th.
Correct.
And how much does it cost for people to come to this?
For adults, it's $6 per person, but if you're 12 or under, it's $5.
Ooh, and what are we going to be doing there? Are you going to be cooking?
I'll probably be serving or cooking or whatever Miss Gerhardt has me do that day. Depends.
All right, well, I'll definitely be there. We're going to hopefully hand out some ice cream together, right?
That would be nice.
So what's something that's also going on at this pancake feed? Is there going to be any games or anything, raffles?
So Spanish Club is also having a bake sale, but along with that, our FFA is having a hog raffle, and we're giving away 2 half hogs, so you can buy raffle tickets for that at the pancake feed. And we will be announcing the winner at the Winter Carnival in Nilsville in February, at the end of February, I believe.
So you have to come to the breakfast to get the raffle tickets, to get these 2 half hogs.
Yeah, it's a really good opportunity, so I would take that chance and buy a raffle ticket.
And are the hogs locally grown, or are they going to be brought in from outskirts of town?
They're locally grown, so.
And you're a senior in school. What's your future looking like?
I got accepted into Platteville like 2 days ago, so I'm going to go for agribusiness and minor in communications and marketing.
Wow. Well, congratulations on getting accepted and good luck with your future.
Thank you.
That's Jenna Byrne, and now we have Brady Colthart, who's the vice president. And Brady, you got to take an interesting trip here back in July. Tell me about that and what'd you learn?
In July, we went to the Washington Leadership Conference, where we learned about the needs of the world and met a bunch of different people from across the country. We made a Living to Serve plan to help fix those needs that our world has.
So a Living to Serve plan, walk me through this. How does this work? You just say, I want to do this, or do you have to write it down? Walk me through it, and what was your goal?
They made a big plan. You take your passions, and then you take a need in the world and put them together. So I'm very passionate about reading, and I know that a lot of people don't have books. So I created a book drive in October where we donated, or we collected books and then raised money too. The money was used to buy books for a cheap price. And the results were 2,400 books with $500 of donations.
Wow, that's excellent. Congratulations on that. Are you going to continue this, or is this a one-time thing?
It's kind of a one-time thing. You don't really want to drag something out forever and ever and ever.
Are you going to do this even into college?
Yeah, the colleges I'm looking at, they both have good opportunities to do community service, and that's one of my favorite things about the FFA.
Excellent. Now, what are some of the things you want to do with your college career? First off, where do you want to go?
It's a toss-up between Wisconsin Lutheran College as well as UW-Madison, with hopes of becoming a pharmacist one day.
Now, you have experience in the pharmacy field, kind of working at one. Tell me about that.
I'm a clerk at Snyderman Pharmacy in Neillsville, and I have been for the past 2.5 years.
Wow. Good luck with your future.
Thank you.
That's Brady Coulthard, the vice president of Neillsville FFA, and now we have Luke Erickson. He's one of our younger members. He's a sophomore. And Luke, you got to take a fun trip here a couple weeks ago. Where'd you go, and tell me how all about it.
Yeah, we went to the 90th annual National FFA Convention and Expo in Indianapolis, Indiana, with five of our members and our advisor, Ms. Gerhardt.
Well, that sounds like fun. So Ms. Gerhardt went, you went. Who are the other members?
Me, Dawson Gerhardt, Troy Loeffelman, Maddie Olson, and Kaylee Brody.
You guys had fun?
A lot of fun.
What was something that was really interesting while you were down there to see?
Oh, we got to go to a Rascal Flatts concert in Lucas Oil Stadium, and I thought Lucas Oil Stadium was a very impressive facility.
And was Rascal Flatts pretty impressive too?
Yes, they were pretty good.
Well, that's good to hear. And you guys got to see something else down there, kind of a magic trick. Tell me about the magician.
Yes, John Pence, he was one of our speakers at one of the sessions at convention. He is a magician, and he is very good at his job. He took some lady's dollar bill, made her write her name on it, and put it in a pouch, and somehow got it inside of a lemon.
Inside a lemon? Was the lemon cut?
Nope.
Where was the lemon?
In another box.
Wow, that's impressive. Did he drag any of the members up on stage and do magic tricks with other people?
Yes, he pulled out a $100 bill and asked who really wanted it, and some lady went up there and took it from him, and she got to keep it.
Wow. Why didn't you volunteer for that?
I was in the second level.
Oh. Well, next year bring a parachute.
Yeah, I probably will.
And you guys had a chance to go to a big farm on your way down to Indianapolis. Tell me about that.
Yes, on the way to Indianapolis, we stopped at the Fair Oaks Dairy, which has one of the biggest farms I've ever seen in my life. Has a 72-cow rotary, and they milk about 2,000 Holsteins at their farm. And we also got to see the pig farm. We also have 7,000 pigs there, and they are used for butchering and processing.
Wow, it was quite impressive. Now, do you work on a farm too, or do you help out on one?
Yeah, a lot of my family has farms, and I like to go down there and help out with them.
Did you see anything at Fair Oaks that you would like to incorporate in Neillsville?
Well, it's hard to get that stuff up here since we're kind of a smaller community, but yeah, it'd be nice to see some of that stuff up here.
Well, hopefully we will. And you're a sophomore this year. Next year, you're going to be a junior. What do you want to do? You want to continue with FFA, maybe try out an officer position?
Yeah, I like to continue in the FFA. It's a fun organization. We have a lot of fun doing it. And
you want to try for an officer?
I don't know. We'll see.
We'll see. All right. Well, good luck, Luke.
Thank you.
That's Luke Erickson. And up next, we have our president of Neillsville FFA, Dana Bouch. And Dana, you're a senior this year. How's your FFA career been?
It's been pretty good. I started back in eighth grade, and I was the reporter last year. And thankfully, I got to be president this year. It's been pretty great.
Are you putting that gavel down on some of the newer members?
I'm trying to get people to join, trying to get them to actually do things more than just the fun stuff. You know, we got to pick up garbage. We got to go do all this community service stuff, not just the fun stuff.
And you guys are going to be working on a project here that you would like to do. You're going to be asking the community for some help. Tell me about this.
Yeah, we're actually putting together a presentation to build a greenhouse here at Neillsville High School. It is going to be set up kind of by the field house and our band room. It's going to take up a little bit of the parking lot, not much though. We're putting together a presentation to go talk to other community members and hopefully seeing if they'll donate some money to help us with it. And we also have Cummins, who is planning on hopefully paying for half of the greenhouse, which is going to be a tremendous help for us.
Wow, that is excellent. And do you think this will happen this year, or do you think it'll be a couple years yet?
I don't think it'll happen quite this year. Maybe next year, hopefully. It'll depend kind of on how much financial support we have.
Excellent. Well, let's hope the community members come forward and help with that greenhouse project. And what do you want to grow in this greenhouse?
We're hoping to grow fruits and vegetables for our school salad bar. That way we can get some more nutritious foods year-round. And we're also hoping to be able to grow some flowers and other plants for Mrs. Gerhardt's horticulture class. That way they can see what these plants actually look like, so that if you're an FFA and you go to River Falls for the floriculture judging contest, you can actually know what those plants look like ahead of time.
Excellent. And you're a senior. You're going to be graduating hopefully here in May, right?
Yes.
What do you want to go to school for, and where do you want to go?
I am planning on attending UW-Stevens Point, majoring in Spanish with a certification in education. I'm hoping to do high school Spanish education. Not quite sold yet, though.
So you're pretty good at speaking Spanish, huh?
I'm pretty good, I'd like to say.
What can you all say in Spanish?
Hola, ¿cómo está?
And what does that mean?
Hello, how are you?
Well, that's an easy one. Give us a hard one.
All right.
My dairy cows are beautiful.
Mis vacas son muy lindos.
Excellent. We like to hear that. Thank you for the dairy cow compliment.
Thank you for your time.
That's Dana Bouch, our senior president here at Nilesville FFA. And now we have Elizabeth Springer. Elizabeth, you're a junior this year, but you're new to FFA. How's the year going so far?
It's going pretty good. Miss Gerhardt kind of showed me into the FFA since I'm helping with the horticulture with building a greenhouse. I'm kind of having a lot of fun with it.
Excellent. What is something that you're looking forward to with your FFA career?
Trying to do a lot of fundraisers. Like Dana said, we kind of need to do more of the grunt work than having the fun time a lot.
And do you want to participate in the fair at all? Maybe coming up here in August?
I think I'd do a lot of fundraisers, but I don't think I'd show.
Well, there's not just showing. You can bring plants to the fair, too.
I could do that, too. I like plants.
Well, we'll think about that. And being that you're in FFA and Miss Gerhardt got you into this, you got to try something new, an animal science class this year. Tell me about your animal science class.
Well, recently on Halloween, we went to Mrs. Gerhardt's farm, which is Vine Valley Farm, and I got to palpate a cow.
You got to help what a cow?
Palpate.
Palpate. Now, walk me through the process. How do you palpate a cow?
Well, when you palpate a cow, you put this really, really long glove on, and you stick your hand in the cow's anus, rectum, and you just check to just feel the ruminant. If your arm is actually long enough, you could feel the kidneys, and you travel down the long intestine.
Could you feel the kidneys?
No, my arm's not long enough.
Not long enough. Have you given a cow a physical?
Yes. We check for dehydration, which is sunken eyes. We check for the heart, which will be right under the cow's elbow. Then we check for the lungs. If you can't hear anything when you do the lungs, that's a good sign. And we did the ruminants, and then we did the temperature of a cow.
Excellent. So you're going to become a veterinarian someday?
A veterinarian or a doctor for humans.
I think that sounds great. Are you going to get into any speaking contests with your FFA here this year or going into next year?
I don't know yet. I kind of like speaking, but yet I don't at the same time.
Well, you're doing an excellent job.
Thank you.
That's Elizabeth Springer, our first-year FFA member with Nilesville FFA, and now our advisor, Amy Gerhardt. And Amy, you got a great group of officers this year and great group of kids.
I am one blessed woman.
You are, and you're kind of going to be busy, too. You just got elected to something.
Yeah, this last summer I ran to be our Section 7 vice president for the Ag Teachers Association, and so Mark Zimmerman and Spencer and I both represent Section 7 on our state board.
Well, congratulations.
Well, thank you.
And we're doing something fun right now over at Nilesville High School, the fruit sale. Tell me about this. When did it start, and when are the orders going to be in?
Fruit sale just started actually on November 1st, and we're going to be collecting until November 17th. So you can contact any Nilesville FFA member to order your fruit. We also have cheese spreads and beef sticks and chocolate-covered peanuts and all that kind of fun stuff. So contact any FFA member by the 17th of November, And then fruit will come in for delivery on December 4th.
Excellent. I'll be sure to ask you later for an order form. And being that a lot of people are in this community that like the fruit sale, how many members do you have here that are going to help with this?
We have about 125 members, and I always encourage everyone, you don't have to sell hundreds of boxes. If everybody sold 5 boxes of fruit, it'd be an amazing fruit sale. So that's always our mantra, just do something, do a little bit, and together it will be a lot.
Excellent. We like that. And also, something that you guys want to do is the greenhouse project. Dana kind of mentioned it a little bit. Tell me more.
Yeah, this really came from Cummins, which is a local manufacturing plant here in town. They have a grant through their corporate office, and they would like to use the grant money to help us get a greenhouse. And so about half of the funds would come through that grant, and then we have to fundraise the rest. So we've put together a good presentation, and we're going to have like a traveling road show, and we're going to go visit all the local groups in town, maybe some businesses. You know, we're still ironing out all those details, but we're hoping that it will be something the community will rally around. You know, we rally around our sports teams and our good sport facilities, and I think it's good for us to rally around academic facilities too, such as a greenhouse.
And being that we're from an agricultural community as well.
Well, absolutely. And a lot of people, if they only knew how to grow their food, they would. I mean, it's not that hard to have a garden. So if I can teach kids, starting even in elementary school, all the way through high school, how to grow food, when they have their own families, they'll have a garden, and it's way cheaper. And I would rather teach them that now here in school rather than have them get out and learn that food is expensive.
Excellent. And it is expensive. And Amy, you've been here for quite a few years. How many years has it been now?
Forever.
Forever. Wow.
This is my 19th year of teaching.
Wow. How many more years you got in you?
Maybe 6 more months. No, I don't know for sure.
16 more years. We got it.
At least.
Thank you so much, Amy. That's Amy Gerhart, our advisor here at Nilsville FFA. And up next, our sponsor for today's show, which is Ag Country Farm Credit Services. Chad Ketterhagen is joining us now. And Chad, tell me a little bit about what's all going on with Ag Country Farm Credit Services. What are we all working on now?
Yeah, it's getting close to the end of the year, and there's a lot of tax prep that needs to be taken care of for some guys in the area. And I mean, our accountants here at the office are working hard on getting our customers ready to go for the tax season if they need to do any additional spending. I don't know if that's needed this year at all, but it's always an option. And even 3-year reviews for our customers to see if there's potential customers to see if there's anything else we could have done for them as opposed to their regular accountant.
Now, with, talking about giving extra money, or not giving, but loaning extra money, lines of credit, is that something that is still going on?
Yeah, definitely. With that being said, is with the downturn in market prices and, dairy and cash crop, lines of credit are more important for guys who maybe don't even have a lot of debt just so they can continue to operate year in and year out. There's been more utilization of them in the past couple of years, and it's kind of to be expected here with the decrease in income.
Now, what about the rates? Like long-term rates or even short-term, what are the rates looking like?
Yeah, the short-term rates, as most people know, the prime rate's been going up here the past year and a half, so short-term rates have gone up a little bit, especially with the lines of credit. But as opposed to the long-term rates, we here at A-Country have an option to, have long-term fixed rates for 20 years on a lot of mortgages and things like that. In times right now where your income's maybe fluctuating a lot, it'd be nice to know, for sure how much money is going to be going out for your farm payments or for your land payments, and that's something we can offer here at A-Country with those long-term fixed rates.
Excellent. Well, Chad, thank you so much for sponsoring our FFA on the Air at Nilsville High School.
All right, sounds good. Thank you.
That's Chad Ketterhagen with Ag Country Farm Credit Services. This Saturday morning with FFA on the Air, brought to you by Ag Country Farm Credit Services.